for In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to spend the next 27 and a half minutes here talking about the Word of God. Have I got a great passage we're going to talk about today? We're going to continue on in Psalm 34. But, you know, we've been having some incredible prayer times at church, and, you know, we're just believing that God is getting ready to do great and mighty things. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, have it to the full, and we intend on experiencing that. We're going to live in faith, not in fear, and pray that you will experience the goodness and the greatness of God, that you'd prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. I do want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you need any block or concrete work done, give them a call. They can help you out. And they, you know, sometimes I remember there was a time when I did things because I didn't have the financial resources up front to be able to hire somebody to do something, so I had to do it myself. And there is a lot of hard lessons I learned along the way. Well, I have done some concrete work, and I will tell you that, you know, just to be able to calculate the amount of material that you need is a skill set in itself. And what I've discovered is that by the time you factor in everything with, you know, extra trips to get the materials and all that sort of stuff, a lot of times you're better off hiring a professional who knows what they're doing, who knows how to calculate the materials, knows how to handle the materials, and is not afraid to work with it. And they can do things faster than you can for about the same amount of money most of the time. So I want to encourage you to give the folks at Jits Concrete a call, 321-536-5804, if you have any renovation projects or upgrades that you are doing to your property. You'll be glad that you called them. So I want to get to the Word of God today. And again, I'm not here to fearmonger. That's not what I do. I don't specialize in fear. I specialize in faith. And so if you are, you know, living in fear, I want to encourage you that God's got a higher calling on your life than fearing what the world has to offer to you. So let's go to Psalm 34. I think I'll read the first 10 verses today, and then we will pick up in verse number 8 as we're discussing what this passage means to us. Says a psalm of David who pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. Verse number 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no fear to those, or there is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. So we are in this very difficult season of, government actions and industries being shut down. And, it's just a pretty socially disruptive time in our nation right now. So I want to encourage you to do something. I want you to do what it says in verse number 8. During this time, if you've got extra time on your hands, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I have a number of times in the past 5 years or so went and had a meal, and it was so delicious. And it's not just one particular type of food. It's multiple types of food, but when I would eat it, I would sit there, and almost all of these meals were with my wife. In fact, I think all of them were. One of them was with my daughter. Where I would sit there, and the food was so savory and so tasty. And I'm a guy that's pretty much on the go all the time. And I would sit there and I would chew the food. I would enjoy every seasoning that I could discern. And I would close my eyes. I would chew real slow and just enjoy every meal. Sometimes it was a cabbage roll. Sometimes it was seafood. Sometimes it was a steak. And just to sit there and allow your mouth to enjoy the food that you know is going to give you the strength that you need for what you are facing. When was the last time that you ever took a moment and said, "I am going to be still. I'm going to know that the Lord is God during this moment"? When was the last time that you weren't just trying to cram in a fast food meal in the midst of everything else that you had going on? When was the last time you really treated your spirit to a supernatural encounter with God where you said, "God, I am just so thankful that because of the blood of Jesus Christ, that I'm your child. I'm so thankful that I have access to the throne of grace where I can find help in time of need. I'm so thankful, God, that you are on the throne, that you're holy, that you're good." We have more tools of convenience now than ever before, and we run harder than we've ever run, thinking we've got to do more. And in the meantime, we have this incredible relationship that if we would just partake of our relationship with God on a regular basis, that we would find that we would get more things done. We would have a better quality of life. Maybe you need to experience him as your provider. There's a famous Christian that I remember hearing about that had a ministry, and that ministry pretty much relied upon the supernatural provision of God. That there were times when there would be empty cupboards and then someone would knock on the door. When was the last time? Especially right now, when the world is so topsy-turvy and so shaken by everything that is going on, when was the last time that you said, you know what? I am so thankful that God is a God who cannot be shaken, that he is a God who is always attentive, who is always there, who's always good, who's always a provider. He's always holy. He's always righteous. He's always just. He's always true. So I want to encourage you today to find a little bit of time where you can just sit there and enjoy the goodness of God in your own life. Okay? It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. And then it says this, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. Now, we talked about this on yesterday's program, that the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, who have a reverence for him, who worship him and hold him in awe. That's the same thing we're talking about. It's not that we are supposed to have this phobic fear of the Lord, but instead that we, the saints, hold him in reverence. Society may hold God in disdain, but we don't have to treat God with the same attitude that the world treats him. In fact, as children of God, as people who've benefited from his salvation, we had better be wiser than what the world is towards this God who has been so good to us. I like the line that I heard Dave Ramsey say, I don't know if it originated with him or not, but that God has been better to him than he deserves. Okay? So you and I, as the saints of God, a saint is not a person that you see on a fancy medieval painting or Renaissance painting with this aura around his head who did, you know, supernatural things. The Bible calls the saints the redeemed of the Lord. And so if you're walking in covenant relationship with God, you are considered a saint. Now, your behavior might not always be saintly, but, you know, with the Holy Spirit's help, you can work on that. He says, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. Get this, there is no want or there is no lack to those who fear him. Okay, if you turn back to Psalm 23, I'm going to turn back there just a second. Psalm 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Here we hear, or we see this same benefit to the relationship of God, but it is because we not only have a relationship with him as a shepherd, but we adore him. We're in awe of him. Don't ever lose the wonder, the aha moment. You know, every once in a while, I just like to take an opportunity. My wife and I have been married now for several decades. We're going to be hitting a semi-milestone this year. And every once in a while, I just like to stop and take a moment and remember the first time that I really saw her. It wasn't the first time I had seen her, but it was the moment that I saw her. It was at church, and she was coming up the stairs to the level of the sanctuary, at the same time that I was coming out of the pastor's office. It was my first official Sunday at that church. And I remember seeing her. And so there are moments embedded in my memory that are those wow moments, those aha moments of, you know, relationship appreciation, where, you know, for me, it was, you know, she was in the choir. She had a passion for the Lord. She was down around the altars at night praying and seeking God. And so it wasn't just the fact that she was stunningly beautiful, but it was that she had a passion and a fire for God, and she's never, ever lost that. You know, that's really what makes a person beautiful. Anybody can have muscles. Anybody can have looks. Anybody can have wealth. None of that makes a long-term relationship with that person something to be treasured. But when Jesus is living in their heart and they are living in awe of God and you're living in awe of God, then all of a sudden you look around and you begin to appreciate the grace of God and the majesty of God that is being manifest not only in your life, but in the life of those around him. One of the benefits from that is we do not experience lack. There is no want. There is no lack to those who fear him. And so I just want to speak a word of calm to people and let you know God is on the throne of your life. And unlike the governments of this world, where it's the people who are at the ground level that actually do all of the work that support the household of the government at the top, this kingdom is flipped on its head compared to that. Here, provision doesn't flow from the bottom up. Here, provision flows from God to us. So it's not that offering that you put in the offering basket that makes the kingdom of God work in your life. It's the God who's honored in that offering that says, when I see faithfulness, I'm going to reward faithfulness. And when you worship him, listen, I believe that if we would truly see the wonder of God, then temptation would lose its sight, lose its allure. Let me put it that way. Temptation would lose its allure in our lives if we truly beheld the goodness of God and the provision of God. We would realize the devil can't offer us anything. I believe that when Jesus was in the wilderness and the devil tempted him, the temptations were very real, because those same things had led many men astray. But when Jesus is offered to turn a stone into bread, he's like, no, I don't need to do that. He didn't need, you know, to do that, because the angels would come and minister to him and provide his nutritional needs a little bit later. He didn't have to be shown all the kingdoms of the world and say, I'll give them all to you if you worship me. And he says, you know, your track record's not all that good when it comes to you keeping your end of the promises. And so I believe that while the temptations were valid, they weren't that tempting to Jesus, because he was content with the goodness of God in his life, with everything that God had provided for him already. And so I think if we would treat one another with the same sort of wonder, the same sort of awe, and begin to appreciate the gift of God in one another, that we wouldn't feel like everything was driven by our situation where we had to put others down in order to lift ourselves up. I don't think that's what the kingdom of God is all about. It says the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Now, I remember having a conversation with my dad, and he said, every time I found myself in a desperate situation, I found that God always provided, but it wasn't always with just a free gift. It was oftentimes an opportunity to work overtime. It was an opportunity to work out of town or someplace else where there was going to be sufficiency to meet the need that we had in our life. So thank God when he gives us the ability to produce wealth. Young lions might lack and suffer hunger, but that's only if they don't learn from their parents how to put the skill set that had been endowed to them by their creator to good use. We do not have to suffer from that lack. We do not have to suffer from the malnutrition. We get to seek the Lord, and when we do, we shall not lack any good thing. Why don't you just begin to declare that in your life? There are several good things here in these first 10 verses that we could look at and say, you know what? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We could say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want for those who fear him. Those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Those are some great things that we could declare. Now look at verse number 11. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I remember when I first saw this passage of Scripture, it was one of those aha moments. It was one of those, why have I read my Bible so much and I never saw that before? I want you to hear what David is saying. He's saying to his, you know, the people who would live under his authority, and it was saying to his children, he said, come, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. We can talk about the fear of the Lord, but it is also a subject of one of the things that we need others that we have relationship with to instill in us, to help us to develop the appreciation and make it a lifestyle on our own. You don't have to teach a child how to say no. You have to teach them how to say yes. You don't have to teach a child to be selfish. You have to teach a child how to serve. We need people in our lives who will teach us, who will have a relationship with us, okay? The relational dynamic that's described here is that of a father and his children. And he says, I will have not done my job completely until I have communicated this lesson in a manner that causes you to pick it up and say, I'm going to run with that. That means that there's more listening than speaking. I'm on the radio here 30 minutes a day, three times. This program broadcasts three times a day, 5 days a week. I have Sunday services. Occasionally I have to do a Wednesday night lesson, depending on what. I have no shortage of times where my voice has to be utilized. Okay? But there, I've got no problem sitting and listening. In fact, if I don't sit and listen, I don't have anything to say. And so let me ask you, if there was a, if you were to give yourself a grade, now you say, well, that's kind of dumb. Who would ever have you do something like that? Well, when I was in college, I had to do an internship, and I did an internship for the pastor, and my grade, I had to grade myself, and he had to grade me. And I gave myself a C, he gave me an A, and so my grade in the class was a B. And I liked his grade better than my grade. Okay, so I want to ask you, what would your grade in the fear of the Lord be? Just walking in total awe and wonder of God. What would show up on your report card? So here a few weeks ago, I was in the youth service, and one of the kids started talking about their grades and that the grades needed help. And said, I've brought all of them up except for this one. Folks, I want to encourage you today. If you are not growing in the wonder of the Lord, listen, we can't afford to lose our first love. We can't afford to lose our amazement at the goodness of God. And so if you're not growing in the fear of the Lord, if you don't understand the fear of the Lord, if no one's ever taught you to live in reverence and in awe of God, then you need to approach your pastor and say, hey, Psalm 34:11 says, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Could you walk me through this process? I want to develop this in my life. And so I want to encourage you. It is an invitation. David puts it out there like this. Come, you children, and listen to me. So a lesson that is taught is not one that is just communicated. I'm here, I'm talking into this microphone. If I were sitting in the room with you, I would be looking you in your eye. I would be looking to see if you are grasping the concept or if my words are missing the mark. Because if I'm missing the mark, I need to adjust my speech or the way that I'm talking into a manner in which you will reach out there and grab it. Don't miss this today. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. If you seek the Lord, you shall not lack any good thing. And he says, come, listen, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I pray if you get anything out of this lesson today, it'll be this, that you don't have to be afraid of the things that the world has to offer when you're in awe of the God who saved you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.